Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh.
Reaction to no big balloon overreaction rolls on. You're on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. And for more balloon analysis, we head to Robin Washington of Husker Online. Hello, Robin.
I'm ready with all the balloon takes. I hope you're ready.
So whose war is it? Russia or Ukraine?
No, I'd like to stick with much more divisive issues. Let's go straight to the book.
It was in the TMZ story. So obviously there was a TMZ story about this balloon thing. And so one of the lines is this: but a number of factors, including Ukraine's war with Russia, have now limited the supply of helium. I just thought that was a really bold take by TMZ calling it Ukraine's war.
Yeah, that's certainly some wording right there. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, balloons.
Yeah, I'm trying to bait me, Connor.
No, I left you in a bad spot. My bad. We'll get you out of it. Okay, so when you think of Nebraska traditions, how high is balloons on the list?
Not that high. In fact, it's one of those deals where I don't even really like think about it until I'm at the game and I see them all. Like, when it's cool. I mean, like,
it is cool
when they score a touchdown in a big game and all the balloons, especially if like the wind's right and they're all just kind of like swirling around the stadium.
Yeah.
Like, it's quite the optic. But this is not something that's going to ruin my day. The fact that they're doing this, and honestly, like, it would not surprise me. Like, just because the university isn't giving out balloons doesn't mean like somebody else isn't going to just say, you know what, here's 10 grand. Let's put out a bunch of balloons for the games and keep this thing going. So, like, it would not shock me if some, like, private entity decided to keep this thing going. So, odds are there will still be plenty of balloons in the stadium. It just won't be a university-sponsored thing.
I always like the one where there's a pretty significant wind going on. And so they'll all blow away except for like one stray balloon that'll like make its way down dangerously close to the playing field. I'll miss that.
Yeah, or when it's like a touchdown that's called back on a penalty and nobody has any balloons left. Or when Nebraska doesn't score until like midway through the second quarter and people like let them off on a field goal or something because they're tired of holding them. Like, those are the fun parts of the tradition.
Yeah, we'll miss that. But like you said, you know, doesn't mean that balloons are banned from the stadium. They're just not going to be provided by the university. Okay.
Exactly.
Transfer portal. Marcus Washington is in. That's 15 transfers. 15 new guys. I was talking about this earlier. I think it's okay to separate like how good or bad you feel like they're going to be this fall and also say at the same time, I think they've done a pretty good job, all things considered, of retooling, rebuilding this thing kind of on the fly, maybe as well as we could have expected them to. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, just think about where things were back at the end of November and just the level of optimism for the future. Well, with what they did with the coaching staff, what they did through the transfer portal and the massive kind of overhaul of immediate impact players they've been able to bring in, the perception, you know, has drastically raised the bar, but I think, you know, at least there's some semblance of hope that, you know, maybe this thing could work. Now, obviously, with the transfer portal, it can go one of two ways for you, where you can have the Michigan State type turnaround, where I think they brought in like 20 some guys when Mel Tucker got there, and it changed the trajectory of their program. But there's been other cases where you try to revamp everything for the portal and it just doesn't work. So, you know, there's one of two ways this thing can go, but whatever this season is, it will not be for a lack of effort from Scott Frost and his coaching staff, where they've done literally everything they could. And in some cases, you could argue beyond expectations of bolstering their coaching staff, improving their roster, getting significant additions at important positions, on both sides of the football that could potentially provide a spark in a season where the stakes have never been higher for Scott Frost. So, yeah, I mean, just considering what the circumstances were just a few months ago, the work that's been done over the last 5 months has certainly been nothing short of impressive. And, we'll see how they're able to piece it all together. But, at least they've been able to do everything that they could and more to make the most out of a very critical offseason thus far.
If you're looking for a comp on the positive side, Michigan State is definitely the one that you go to. It worked out really well for them last year. Is that is that just because they had a guy, and not just because, but mostly because they had a guy like Kenneth Walker who, was at the very, very top end of, and I'm not saying that they, that Nebraska, they might have a guy like that or a guy that provides something like that for them this year. But ultimately, you need a guy to stand out. That's something Nebraska hasn't had for a long time. I wonder if that is the primary reason that it worked out for Michigan State and if Nebraska has something like that on their roster with this group.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, obviously, Kenneth Walker's a stud. But again, they brought in – when you bring in that many guys, you're having immediate impact players in a lot of different spots. That includes the offensive line and receiver and certainly on the defensive side of the ball. So – one running back, as we've seen, can only do so much for you. And so certainly he was a big part of that Michigan State turnaround. But I think that, when you hit the portal that hard, you're kind of reshaping the entire face of your roster. So there were a lot of other, I think, notable additions that they made that went into not only the success Michigan State had, but the success Kenneth Walker had with the way they retooled the offense around him through the transfer portal and were able to set that thing up to be a formula that was going to work in the Big Ten. So, yeah, I mean, it remains to be seen how good these additions actually are. They come from some big-name programs, and a few of them have had a pretty good recruiting transfer portal profile coming in here. But, again, we've seen very little of hardly any of these additions that have been made thus far. So there's still a lot to be answered over the next few months, but on paper, it certainly looks as good as it probably could be.
Who is the guy, just thinking about, I think I have an answer, who is the guy who is most likely to be Nebraska's Kenneth Walker for this year? Doesn't have to be a running back, but just guy who stands out for Nebraska this year that they just acquired in the transfer portal.
Well, I mean, obviously, the quarterback position is inherently going to be in that conversation.
Uh-huh.
So I'd probably put Casey Thompson in there. But, from just an individual standpoint that goes beyond quarterback, I mean, I think the biggest splash has been made on the defensive end, where you have, Ochaan Mathis is about as big of a get as Nebraska's had in a long time. We'll see if he lives up to the hype. But just with his profile, I mean, he's about as marquee as it gets. And he gives them something that they haven't had in a long time in a bona fide pass rusher. So how much does actually having a guy like that change this defense? I mean, does it take things to the next level to make, Nebraska that much better of a defensive team? We'll see. As far as, the running back, certainly Anthony Grant has shown some flashes. But again, from what the level of expectations are, I don't think it gets much higher than Ochaan Mathis.
I'm with you. Yep, that would have been my pick as well. So officially, Latman is a professional basketball player.
He is. Got his first game in the NBL Level 1 professional league on Sunday. So, that's not a surprise. Like, it's basically been a foregone conclusion. Today was just the first time anybody from Nebraska publicly confirmed it. Mm-hmm. So, this was a done deal for a long time. Obviously, he's been in Australia. He just played a game Sunday, so he's the page had been turned a while ago, but now it's official. We know for sure 100% on that man. Now we're just waiting to learn 100% on Trey McGowan's. I would imagine that would be coming relatively soon, but clearly with what they've done already in the transfer portal, the fact that they replaced Lat May with Juwan Gary, and they just got a guard in Emmanuel Bandamel, that would, in theory, lead you to believe they've replaced Trey McGowan. So probably another situation where this is just a matter of when it's announced, not if it's going to happen, that Trey has played his last game as a Husker.
Hey, how's Bryce McGowan's pre-draft workout stuff going?
Yeah, they just wrapped up the combine. By all accounts, he looked pretty good. And he came in a little lighter than I think he wanted to be. I think it was like 181 pounds or so. I think going in, he wanted to be up around 190. So he's a little short on that end, but that's still 16 pounds heavier than he was a year ago. So he's still making progress. He had a really good showing just in the testing portions, the individual drills. He had a 36-inch vertical, and with that length and height, that's notable. And so, he did what you would expect a guy of his profile to do in that setting. But, now it's kind of the home stretch here where he's going to have those one-on-one workouts, brought in with the groups that they do, and have more of those sit-down one-on-one meetings where I think he's really going to shine. So the combine was very productive for him. Now it's a matter of, making those last pushes for teams that, are viewing him as a potential first-round pick and just seeing how high up the board he can get when all said and done.
All right, Robin. Appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good to see you.
Robin Washit of Husker Online, who could not bait into any war takes. Sad.
You tried, and that was an admirable attempt on your part.
Well, he's a professional.
He saw it coming.
He's a professional, and we have a lot of respect for professionals. We will come back with the poll questions and what to watch tonight as we round things out on the Connor Apper Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.